Byington, John, 1798 to 1887, and first wife, Mary Priscilla, circa 1803 to 1830, and second wife, Catherine, 1803 to 1885. Self-supporting minister and first president of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. John was born in Vermont, and in the early 1830s moved to Bucks Bridge, New York. An active lay member and licensed exhorter in the Methodist Episcopal Church, Byington was also an abolitionist and joined the breakaway Methodist Wesleyan Church when it seceded over the slavery issue in 1843. In 1852, Byington became a Sabbatarian Adventist, and in 1855 built one of the earliest Sabbatarian churches on his property. Having already served as minister in the Methodist Wesleyan Church for a few years prior to becoming an Adventist, Byington conducted services in Bucks Bridge and, from about 1856, was called upon to preach farther afield, including a Michigan itinerary in 1857. In 1858, following a request from James White, Byington relocated to Michigan, buying a farm in Newton Township, just a few miles south of Battle Creek. Until within a few months of his death in 1887, Byington traveled widely among the Michigan churches, supporting his ministry from the proceeds of his farm. His administrative talents were also recognized. He was often given committee responsibilities and served as the first president of the General Conference from 1863 to 1865. The only two extant letters from Ellen White to John Byington both date from 1859 and deal with a major crisis in his life. Having heeded James White's call to move to Michigan in October 1858, Byington became despondent when the move entailed serious financial loss. He became particularly unhappy with James White when he heard that White had raised funds to buy a house for Joseph Bates. Byington felt he was being treated unfairly, descended into depression, and for about a year, judging from the absence of reports in the review, appears to have stopped his ministerial travels. Ellen White's letters, written in the summer of 1859, were both stern and entreating, and within weeks, Byington was back on his preaching itineraries.